Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 6th of December. Turkish dictator Recep Tayyip Erdogan has ordered the change of Turkey's national brand in an attempt to boost the country's recognition abroad for travellers and to reaffirm the good faith of Turkish exporters. All exported Turkish-made goods will be labelled Made in Turkiye, spelt T-U-R-K-I-Y-E, from now on, instead of the traditionally used Made in Turkey, as in the spelling of the similarly named poultry. The latest change is in line with the efforts of the Erdogan-led government to boost Turkey's exports and tourism and thus increase the inflow of US dollars into the country's crumbling economy. So far this year, Turkey's currency has dropped about 40% of its value against the US dollar, including a 30% loss in November alone. Genting Cruise Lines, together with the Penang Port Commission and Penang Port, announced that the Malaysian government has granted approval for Star Cruises to restart operations in Malaysia on December 22nd, with Star Pisces offering cruises from Penang. Star Pisces will initially operate at a reduced passenger capacity of 50% with strict enhanced safety and preventative measures that are in accordance with the local requirements and international standards, according to the news release. All guests and crew must be fully vaccinated for COVID-19. In addition, all embarking guests are required to present a negative test result after completing the mandatory pre-boarding antigen rapid test, which will be conducted at the cruise terminal on the day of departure. The Star Pisces will have 5 departures every week, offering a series of round-trip itineraries from Penang, including a 2-night Langkawi escape and a 1-night Straits of Malacca cruise itinerary. The US President Joe Biden has announced an extension of the Transportation Security Admissions mandate, which requires travelers to mask up on airplanes, trains, buses, and in airports and train stations through until March 18 next year. It is a reaction to the new Omicron coronavirus variant. Travelers who refuse to wear masks may face fines ranging from a minimum $500 to $3,000 for repeat offenders, although the mandate does carve out exemptions for travellers under the age of 2 and people with certain disabilities. To mark the International Day of Persons with Disabilities last week, a corps has stepped up to protect inclusivity for people with disabilities by joining the Valuable 500, a global initiative aimed at explicitly putting the inclusion of people with disabilities in the roadmap of multinationals. With more than 260,000 employees across 5 continents, Accor's goal is to promote openness and learn from differences in its offices and hotels to make guests and employees feel welcome. An example of this commitment is its Smart Room concept, a fresh approach to rooms for people with reduced mobility provided in various hotels within its network. In 2015, Accor signed the International Labour Organization's Global Business and Disability Charter. The 10 principles of this charter are aimed at providing a framework to promote equal opportunities, combat discrimination, and increase access to workplaces and tools. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.